an effort to prevent traffic violation, public security authorities in different provinces have been coming up with creative ways of reducing the number of rule breakers. So the latest one, and most interesting one, let's start with
this
one.
Well, I think there's some pretty interesting ones.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
But right now, so let's talk about these latest measures and what's happening in Guangzhou, Guangdong province. I guess a post on WeChat Moments and a collecting of some likes is kind of what's going on for jaywalkers. Instead of facing fines, those who disobey traffic laws in the southern city of Guangzhou can opt to make a public apology on social media. The offenders post, I guess, something and earn 20 likes. Or can be posted in 10 WeChat groups, and this kind of gets them off the hook of maybe paying a fine. Since the beginning of March, traffic police have been stationed at a busy intersection in the city's Panyu district. Whenever officers catch a jaywalker, they say, hey! They direct the offender to a makeshift tent to watch a traffic safety video. They're like, hey, get over here, mister. Don't jaywalk, though. Get back here through the traffic light. I'm watching you. All right, and then get in this tent, watch this video. But for those who are unable to watch the video for whatever reason, like, no, I can't, I'm in a hurry, officer. The police officer says, all right, well then guess what? You can post a photo and a detailed description of your offense on your WeChat Moments timeline under the title, Observing Traffic Regulations, A Civilized Society Starts With Me. And in which case... So, and then you have to get the likes, which is funny. Maybe yeah. WeChat should, like, work with Guangzhou on some level to make it dislikes. Because what if it's, like, becomes a cool thing? It's like, oh, man, Joe's such a rule breaker. He just jaywalked. And look at his picture. He's giving a thumbs up, like, oh, yeah, look, you know. And he gets 40 likes. And he's like, suddenly Joe's a celebrity. He's like the bad boy of Guangzhou, you know?
I love
the jaywalking bad boy.
I really like your dislike or thumbs down idea because I wanted to do that to people a long time before this. Yeah, all the time.
It really says a lot about New Hoglid's sharpness.
Only because I think it's nice for people to publicly show their opinions. And also, I think...
And publicly shame others.
Well, I think it can be called the digital age name and shame in a way.
Yeah.
But if it were me, I won't give the guy a thumbs up just so that he can just walk away from the wrongdoings he just conducted. I won't do that.
What about leaving a comment? And
oh, yeah, I do that.
Writing an essay to comment.
Yeah, loser. but let's talk about another one because there's some interesting ones. Guys, jaywalking is being cracked down upon in some interesting ways, and I think the most interesting we see is in Shenzhen, also in Guangdong province. We've got facial recognition and AI being pioneered in this area. So in this southern city of Shenzhen, starting this month, jaywalkers will not only be publicly named and shamed, they will be notified of their wrongdoing via instant messaging. I guess in Telefusion, a Shenzhen-based AI firm that provides technology to the city's police to display the faces of jaywalkers on large LED screens at intersections. Famous!
infamous
is actually a better word. Is now talking with local phone carriers and social media platforms such as WeChat and Sina Weibo to develop a system where offenders will receive a personal text message as soon as they violate the rules, according to, I guess, Wang Jun, the company's director of marketing solutions. So a lot of people speculate, hey, man, Shenzhen must be a cool city to live in. A lot of startups, a lot of technology being innovated until it starts text messaging you about your jaywalking tendencies. And then suddenly, as you're jaywalking, you notice you're on the big telescreen in the whole area, and then suddenly you start doing a dance, the robot or something like that, and everybody's applauding. I don't know what would happen in these scenarios, but definitely Shenzhen is trying to shame and name these people, and also even getting in contact with them on a personal level.
Yes, and also, actually, it's hard for you to dance on the big screen because it's possible that the picture posted was your ID picture from the system. That's where the AI comes into play. That is, they try to find the personal information of the rule breakers and post your not very fancy, not having makeup on kind of big photo and put it on the big screen.
Ryan dislikes this now.
Dislikes this. And also, if you are a common violator of the traffic light, it is possible that that will be linked to your personal credit score system that will affect your future rights of doing a lot of stuff.
Okay, New Hong Lin, tell me about Dodger.
Yeah, that's
what's happening
actually
there, because this one's also
my favorite.
A little out there.
Because normally I am a fan of high tech.
I thought you were going to say jaywalking.
I like high-techy stuff, but here's this not very high-techy equipment is installed at this crossroads, and I love it. Basically, it's a water spray. So if you run over a red light, a sudden water spray will happen to you and make you wonder, is it rain? Is it rain from a wrong direction? Is it rain from the side of my leg? And warning you that you should not be a jaywalker. Very, very easy to explain and funny to imagine the picture.
Yeah, almost as funny as maybe some netizens' comments on these things saying, oh, you know what? I like this idea of 20 likes. How about they got to get 200 likes if they want to get off the hook? You know, a lot of people are joking about this. And truth be told, you know, jaywalking is serious. Every year, accidents on China's roads result in more than 260,000 deaths on average. But in recent years, police have cracked down on road safety, implementing stricter laws and technology, as we have talked about. According to Sixtone.com, the number of jaywalkers has been reduced by half since police started to post and collect likes in this campaign in Guangzhou. So the numbers are real. Half, cut in half, jaywalking. And, you know, 260,000 deaths in China. Maybe a lot of those are jaywalkers, people on their phones, just not paying attention. And in which case, you could get sprayed with water.
Well, it sounds like a nice thing to happen during summertime, but joking aside,
don't praise the system.
I am not doing that, and I should not do that. Thank you for, you know, pointing it out. But certainly, when we look at jaywalking in China, I actually don't always think that it's our fault.
Wait a minute. And, are you a jaywalker?
I might have done it, but it was, I promise, it was because of necessity.
If I had a spray machine, I'd spray you, jaywalker.
I want to see that.
But anyways, yeah, go ahead.
Because sometimes when you look at how wide the streets are in China, I think sometimes it's the problem of the rules and not the problem of the jaywalkers when it's so difficult to cross the street and maybe maybe part of the discussion should not be should we or not follow the rules, but if the rules were made correctly, logically, rationally in the first place.
Here's what I'll say. I think, you know, jaywalking is not taken so seriously in places like the U.S. That's pretty much all I know. All right. I don't even think a police officer would do anything if he necessarily saw you jaywalking and be like, eh, nah, I won't bother. But here in China, I think it's important to understand that streets have a lot of people going about their business. You know, these big cities like Shenzhen, first-tier cities, a lot of stuff is happening all the time. And so it is important that in these specific intersections where a lot of traffic's happening, that you remember that these systems are in place to protect you or maybe protect you from hurting somebody else. Imagine if somebody wasn't paying attention, even if it was their wrong and you accidentally hit them with your car and you maybe took a life, how bad you'd feel. So suddenly a system like spraying somebody in the face isn't so bad, or naming and shaming these people isn't so bad. I don't like the credit scores being listed, and I don't like the ID numbers being listed.
No ID numbers.
No, partial ID numbers are being listed in Shenzhen. And I don't even like that, because what's the point of that? Why partially do this? This could partially lead to identity theft.
Mm.
Jaywalking shouldn't ruin your life, but it should put you on a screen in an intersection where you look like, oh, maybe you're making this awkward face because you got sprayed in the face, like, oh. And then suddenly maybe WeChat makes that your profile picture for the day and you don't even get to choose it. And boom,
you've been named
and shamed, baby.
And
maybe a TV show pops up of funny faces from intersections of people getting sprayed, and we can all have a laugh.
Yeah, agreed. And also, I think the reasons that police are everywhere is trying to find a creative and funny way to so-called punish the jaywalkers is because everyone has a sense of shame, and they all know that it's at least a little bit wrong to jaywalk no matter how much emergency you are in right now. So maybe with this kind of funny measures, it's a good way to reduce the number of jaywalkers without actually hurting anybody.
Guys, this is just the tip of the iceberg in how law enforcement is dealing with stuff in the 2.0 age. Other law enforcement applications like police in Zhengzhou East High Speed Rail Station in Hunan Province have been equipped with smart glasses with facial recognition technology that can identify wanted criminals, while Beijing police are using the world's first surrounded body camera built in, I guess, to some of these suits that they wear, which allows them to also have facial recognition going on. So, I mean, all over the country, if it's not AI, it's facial recognition. We're seeing being synonymous with our convenience, with how we unlock phones, maybe unlock our technology, but now also how we are protecting ourselves from jaywalking or getting hurt while doing jaywalking.
Yeah, so technology is being implemented in the process of law enforcement.
So many ways.
So many ways. That's one interesting thing to keep an eye out for.